Well, are you ready for an adventure? Say, Father, I thank you that I have eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that perceives what your Spirit is saying to me. Amen? I'm going to be using the Amplified Bible tonight, because there's words in the Amplified that will make, hopefully, God willing, this scenario a little bit clearer. I'm taking a part of this message from a gentleman that I met several years back, and he was speaking about something that happened to a friend of his when he took a nap in the afternoon. So how many know sometimes you take a nap and God can take you for a ride? Well, the first scripture that I want to take you to is Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch or a shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity blossoming in the late winter. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, and I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Did Jeremiah write it down?
I don't think so.
Well, if he didn't, we wouldn't have it.
Yeah. It's very true.
Uh-huh. Okay. If he hadn't written it down in a book, we wouldn't have it. Let's skip over now. Revelations, chapter 1, verse 11. Do you notice it's the same? Verse 11 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly what you see. Your vision in a book. And send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and Sardis, and Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see who was the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, etc. The important part that I want you to see is write promptly. Yes. Why write promptly?
So you don't forget it.
One word missing changes the picture. Important. Now go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly. You checked every hair on my head, Kem's version. You numbered each one. You declared which day they were going to turn gray. Right? Is that your version? You're laughing, but is it your version? No, I just told you, it's my version. You have searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. In other words, you know what I'm going to be thinking before I even think it. Kind of sneaky, huh? Yeah. Jehovah sneaky. You sift and search me out, my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with a few of my ways. No, all my ways. And there is not a word in my tongue still unuttered, but lo, O Lord, you know it all together. Not just the thought, but the words. And he knows them before they shoot out of your... Thank God for duct tape. If you get it on time, yeah. That's Mary Jo's version. Okay? Verse 5. You have beset me and shut me in behind and before and have laid your hands upon me. Your infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high above me. I cannot reach it. Where could I go from your spirit, or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the place of the dead, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the night shall be only light around me or about me, even the darkness hides nothing from you. But the night shines as the day, and darkness the light are both alike to you. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully and wonderfully, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. Who's your inner self? No. It's your spirit. Your spirit watched the whole procedure. Your soul has no recollection. But your spirit was fully knowing what was going on even inside the womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered in various color, in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. That's the womb. In case you forgot, this body's made out of dust. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book, what has he got? He's got a book. In your book, all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. How precious and weighty are your thoughts to me, O God? How vast is the sum of them? If I could count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awoke, could I count to the end, I would still be with you. If you would only slay the wicked, O God, and the men of blood would depart from me. Who speaks against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain? Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And am not I grieved And do I loathe those who rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verse 16 is the one I wanted you to see, but I wanted to read the entirety of it so that you could concentrate on your eyes. The Lord's eyes saw my unformed substance. And in his book, all the days of my life were recorded. Could you add to them? I believe that some in the scripture, especially in the Old Testament, there was a king who was prophetically told that he was going to die. And he prayed. And God gave him 15 more years. Wow. You mean what he's written in the book is negotiable? Depends on how tenacious you are. How pressure. How much pressure you would apply. And if you really had a heart that was purposed towards a victory for God's plan, I believe he could do the same for you because he did it in the old covenant, and we have a better one. We have a better covenant. Now you say, well, how would God know all these things? Because he knows your heart, and he knows ahead whether you're going to pray that prayer or not. Because he knows your thoughts before they're formed. He knows how you think and why you think the way you do. I'm trying to get you to see the magnitude of his intelligence, his knowledge, his sight, his ability to hear, and his ability to perceive what's inside of each and every one of us. I shared it with the prayer about your hair being numbered. And when one falls, he knows it. And it's recorded. And you know, we just, the hairbrush has got a little extra today. And we poo-poo it away. But God doesn't do any of that. He records it. He has an awareness of every single line on your face. He knows everything about your body. Because he not only puts you together, he keeps you together. You say, well, I'm falling apart. Well, it's time to pray. I was falling apart. I shared with you, it took almost three years to turn a curse into a blessing. I don't want to go there right now. What I am not advertising is me. What I am advertising is, did he know I would be persistent enough to keep the word in front of my face and in front of my heart to declare it and make it happen? Yeah. Because he knows that when I've set my mind on something, that I'm not going to give in until it is completed to the best of my ability.
Amen.
Now, does that mean that there won't be adversaries? Yeah, of course there will be. All right? Anytime you head towards God and his healing ability and his resurrection power, the enemy's going to be there to steal, kill, and destroy. Because he hates your guts. What's new? Did he hate you before you were born? Yes, he did. Did he hit you while you were being formed? Did he hate my little great-granddaughter who was being formed after a year when she was prophesied that she was going to be born? And the broken parts of her back and the back of her head was missing. And the ultrasound proved it. But some took a hold of God and said, no, her name is Faith, and we're going to believe that God is in charge and she will not be aborted, because that was the best advice from the doctors. And by the way, if you say that you're going to go shopping, she'll tell you right now, she's 2.5. Kmart! Walmart! I walked into her kitchen along with her dad, who was picking up the kitchen last night and brought some things over because Gabby was in need of a few things, and I brought them over. The minute I walked through the door, guess what her first word were? She looked at me and she says, Mimi! Like, you know, if Mimi's not here, you know, it's not a good visit. So obviously, Meme was taking a shower, so it was not happening last night. She calls at least twice a day to check up on her grandmother. She hands the phone to her dad to push the buttons. And when she answers, if I'm the one that answers, she talks to me for 1 second and then says, Meme. And if it's Irene that answers, she wants Pepe. So what does that say to you? Was she prepared by God to land in this family? Yes. Now close your eyes. Say, there were no accidents about my birth.
There were no accidents about my birth.
Papa God knew where to put me.
He kept his eye on me.
He took care of me.
He's still taking care of me.
If there are broken parts in my body,
He knows how to put them back together.
I'm fully trusting
in his healing ability,
his resurrection ability,
his recreation ability.
Because nothing is too hard for my Father.
He can take care of a broken back.
He can break down garbage.
Cast it out.
And I can get totally, completely restored.
It depends how much tenacity I have.
And how determined I am to activate the word and make it happen. His word will not go back void.
Hallelujah.
He left my mouth in charge. For blessings,
not for curses.
And I'm blessing my body tonight.
I'm blessing it now.
In Jesus' name.
And that word will not return void.
Isaiah 55.
He's watching.
He's got his angels on the job.
And I'm going to continue praising him.
For his perfect plan.
For his perfect
plan. For the entirety of this family.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Yes, dear.
I just got this quick little vision when you were talking.
Yeah.
And like, I think I finally got it. 67. I think I finally got it. God put, this is what I saw, a bowl, and all these ingredients were being poured into it. And he puts them in there, and it's us. Up to us to stir it and pray it back to him.
Yes.
And then he has to do it because it's
his word. It's his promise.
We just can't let them stay there.
Amen. And it's a kingdom of words that will build, that will explode, that will challenge, that will heal, deliver, and set free. As the prophetic word is in your mouth, it's time for you to speak it. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor. Eyeball your neighbor right now. Say, my mouth.
My mouth.
Needs to operate.
Under the anointing.
Of the Holy Ghost.
So Holy Spirit.
Talk to me.
Talk through me.
thee.
Talk through thee.
And I.
And I.
Will get.
Will get.
The fruit.
The fruit.
All of the fruit.
All of the fruit.
For glory to the Lord.
For glory to the Lord.
And His glory.
And His glory.
Is to see me perfect.
And He promises 120 years in the book of the Bible.
Yes, Genesis 6:3.
Oh, I'm going for 5,000.
Be blessed. Enjoy each other for a few more minutes. God willing, we'll see you Sunday.